What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah. We've got a little bit of a pep in our step today. We have not talked sports at all for 2 weeks. Emma and I also have not talked life for 2 weeks,
Yeah.
so it could be
Bef
long.
right before we hit record, we were catching each other up. So we should have started this 30 minutes ago, but it's fine. We're
That's
here.
fine.
We're
We got
here.
lots to talk about, though. In the last 2 weeks where we did not record, we have two F1 races, one IndyCar race, one Formula E race, the Masters, hockey playoffs began. I think that's it. But that's a lot.
So much. I'm not gonna lie, I think we can probably skip over Indy. Like, great experience, but like I did post a lot on social media, and so
Yeah,
if you
is there
follow us,
anything like that you want to say about the Long Beach Grand Prix? And that was the first time you had ever gone.
yeah, no,
So
it was good. It was a fun experience. It was hot. I still have a burn. I don't know if you can see. It's great. It's cool. It's whatever. I will say. And Rossi actually mentioned it in, I think, this week's episode of like Off Track, but like street circuits
oh, look
just.
who's quoting Rossi on Off Track now.
Maybe I listened to this episode. Street circuits just like aren't it this year. Like there's just, it doesn't give the same that it did last year. And so Long Beach, like it wasn't, I love Long Beach, but like there wasn't really anything. Like it just wasn't. It was just a race. Like nothing happened. Not that I want crashes to happen, but like it wasn't that entertaining. Aside from Joseph Newgarden making like six pit stops because there was just so many mess ups. I absolutely love. Okay, this is just. I'm just gonna put this out there because I don't think anyone from RLL is gonna listen. But I love RLL in the pit lane because they always have seating and the guys on the team are so nice. That they'll just like let us sit there and like watch the race from their little pit box. I like is my favorite thing. I think like three races now I've just sat with RLL and I'm like, hey, can I climb up there? And they're like, yeah, it's so nice, it's great.
Can confirm the RLL guys are very friendly. Lex and Carla and I ended up meeting two of them. What such a weird at the end of the night in Nashville, in our last night in Nashville, I don't know where you went.
I'm bibbing and bobbing around.
We were trying to go to Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's was closed. So at 3 in the morning, I don't know if I should say that.
You can say it.
Myself, my sister, Carla, Emma's roommate, J Jack Harvey and two RLL team members walked to a McDonald's that was very far away.
I remember you finding out about this afterwards. I think I was still talking to Willpower up at Tootsie's, honestly.
You may have been the nicest guys. Like,
Yeah.
you know, with when you're like, oh yeah, I'm not hungry, but then you eat all the fries. One of the guys, he ordered a large fry and put it in front of me and Carla because we were like, we're not hungry. And he just put it in front of me and Carla and we ate the whole thing.
No, they are the RLL team is they're good guys. They're good pit crew. Like never a dull moment over there. Anyway, but like it's so fun sitting like, and I know this isn't like an experience that a lot of people have. Like I know it is hard to get like race mode or especially just like in the pit for qualifying. Like I know it is difficult, but if you ever do get the chance to literally just ask okay, gonna hate this. Well, like just ask the RLL guys if you can sit. But it's really cool because they have like all the live timings and you can see like how many tires or like how many laps or tires are on, like who's coming in next for the pit. Like you can track everything. Like essentially if you're watching F1 TV, you know you can like switch viewers and like see everything. Like they have it all right there. And so like yes, I'm watching the race, but I'm also like watching everything like technical on the other side. Like it's I just love it and it's so much fun. And my Wi-Fi cut out so I couldn't hear any of the broadcasting, but like it's cool. But like I do love Long Beach and like I would that's a race I'd go back to. Like it's California and it's fun and there's a good group of like girls that were there too, which is really nice. And
Lots of friends.
yeah, and I made a post about it like afterwards, just like when we were sitting at the table like having dinner and like looking around the table, I was like, all of us like have worked so hard to get into this field and like we're all doing very different things and like we're all killing it and like
Yeah.
we're all just here to support each other. And it was just like a really like it was a good feel, like a feel good moment. I was like just here for the girl. And Josh is a certified girly.
I felt that way last year at the Indy 500. McKenna posted a video. I didn't even realize she posted it till after we had all been hanging out. She posted and it was said something like, all of this because we all watched the same documentary. And I was like, wait,
Yeah.
wait, But that's true, and that's actually nuts. So, thankful for the girlies. I'm sad I wasn't there. It felt like a full circle moment, I think, for me, because the first IndyCar race that we watched
Was Long
2 years
Beach.
ago, and Kyle Kirkwood won.
Yep. Yes, you're right. Yep. So it was good. It was nice to he got pole, and then it was the same thing. Like he just finished. Like how do I how, what the fuck am I saying? He won the race,
He won the
so
race. Yeah.
he was like, "It's this is Kyle Kirkwood's race. This is an Andretti racetrack." But it is unfortunate to know that like just with the new tires that they have this year and like the hybrid system that's like fully in place now, like none of these drivers feel confident on street circuits. Like it's just not the same as it was last year. I mean that could change. Like Detroit is usually a really good race, so I'd be shocked if it was boring. But I mean Toronto's like really hit or miss. But I don't know. I'm really hoping. Did I say Detroit?
You
I'm
said Detroit.
right.
Last year, Detroit sucked because there was like 12 incidences. But you're right. Like
Detroit was the one where
it
I
has
was
the
like,
potential to be.
Detroit was the one where I was like, yeah, cautions, breed cautions, breed cautions, breed cautions.
Yeah.
This is the
Yes.
one.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But now they're just started their Indy 500 testing, which is great. That started this week, I think today actually. So now we are officially about to enter the month of May, which is wild that we are almost
Wild.
in May. That is, how are we almost 5 months into 2025?
No, I
I
know.
feel like it's still January and I'm having like a breakdown in my car, over my car. We don't need to talk about it.
Still.
I haven't got it fixed yet. I got it fixed eventually. But yeah, so month of May. So we have, and it's busy. Like May is a busy month for motorsports, not just IndyCar, but like Formula One as well. They've got a handful of races lined up. But we're ready for it. Bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, Miami is huge. FE's racing in Monaco, and then we have the Indy IMS street circuit or road course, IMS road course, and then you have IndyCar qualifying, which if you didn't know is an entire weekend in itself. And honestly, I think like one of the best weekends in motorsports of the year. So,
It was so fun last year. Are you going for that?
no.
Oh, I wish you were.
I know, just for the race, yeah.
It
One
no,
day.
it was good. Like the qualifying was good. I just remember standing there being like, "Oh my God." And like when Scotty Mack got pole position, like also it was a Penske lockout last
Yeah.
year, which was wild. Anyway, no dull racing coming up this month. We'll say that.
No,
Well, maybe
no.
Monaco, but Monaco qualifying is always fun.
Well, Monaco is going to be different this year, though, because I don't know if you remember, but there is now mandatory two pit stops.
I forgot about that.
So I
That's
think it'll be a little
wild.
different. Yeah.
I am here for it. Which is like I don't get it. Like you know what, whatever. I guess like is it just for the entertainment factor? Like that's it.
Yeah, I think it's just because, okay, so like Monaco's so historic that like they don't want to take it off the calendar because when people who don't know Formula One think Formula One, they think Monaco. But they needed to do something. Like it needed to get different. It needed to be different there because you can't pass on track. So if you can't pass, you need some other way to create entertainment. And I guess if that's what they want to do, I think this is a good idea and they'll figure it out this year. Unless it screws over Charles, then I think it's a horrible idea.
He won last year. He's fine.
He
He's okay.
did. And I cried my eyes out just like I cried my eyes out when Rory won the Masters.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining that, by the way. When you made that video, I was like, oh, this explains so much.
Yes, and I actually got really positive feedback on it because I was a little nervous. We've never really made golf content before, and because golf is such like a gentleman, like old man, old the, it's
White
not
man
always
sport.
it's an old white man
But
sport,
that's like
and
Formula
I
One,
was
also.
worried. Yeah, I was worried that like someone was going to come at me, whatever, in the comments. But everyone was like, there was lots of people who were like, thank you, thanks for explaining this. Like, I actually had no idea. So if you didn't see my video about Rory McIlroy winning the Masters, he completed the career Grand Slam, which means he officially won all four Masters, or sorry, all four majors. The Masters was the last one that he had to win, and it took him 11 years to do so. So,
I would give
yeah, the
up.
last time he won a major was 11 years.
I would give up.
Yep.
For real. So is
Yeah.
he dead now? Is he gonna retire?
No. He's
He's
playing
still.
this weekend in the Zurich Classic in New Orleans with Shane Lowry, who's also Irish. He's done that, but what I think what's left for him to win, because he's also won the Players, which is considered like the fifth major. I think the Olympics is the last thing that he needs to win, and then he'll have like a historical career.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'll golf this summer.
You can come
Once.
golfing with me in the summer.
Can I?
Yeah.
I have clubs. They're pink
Good,
clubs.
I do too. Let's do it.
Okay. Track talk hits the course. Track talk
Track talk
takes.
hits the cart path.
No.
I thought that was really good.
I don't think that was good at all. I thought that was really bad.
Like
talk.
driving the golf cart with
Track talk teeing off.
Oh, that's
That's
good.
good.
Emma,
That's so good.
we need like a course that's like that no one plays on like Sunday night, and then we could film.
We could be mic'd up.
Oh my God,
Get
that'd
like
be so.
little videographers behind us.
Yeah.
I
Our
heard that could
dads
be
could come
so
be our
fun.
caddies.
Or what? Our dad. Yeah. My dad would yell at me from the sidelines, telling me what to do. Not sidelines. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Mine's so nice. He's like, you're in the middle of the fairway? No problem. Tee it up. Take another shot.
Yeah, no. My dad means well, but he yells at me when I golf. Or he did. And he's gonna listen to this podcast. And he's gonna I know he's gonna text me. He's gonna say, I never yelled at you. He did yell at me. But it was just he just wanted the best for me and he wanted me to be good at golf. Unfortunately, I am not good at golf, but I will still play it.
Yes. Most people who play it are not good at golf, so you know
Except
what?
Rory.
Except
Only
Rory.
took 11 years.
Oh,
Track
you
talk
guys,
teeing off is so good.
I kind of love that. We should probably trademark it like right now.
That's so good.
So what, you were at Long Beach during the Masters final round, but was someone explaining it to you? Like, 'cause you said that Caitlin
So
explained.
Caitlin, who we like, we've been on. She's on the blah, 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 blah. She's been on the podcast. Talked about her a lot. She explained it to me,
Okay.
and then like literally 20 minutes later, you posted the video, and I was like, "Oh yeah, okay." Like this is a good comparison. Like especially like comparing it to like Charles too, except it didn't take Charles 11 years to win Monaco Grand Prix. Just a few curse breakings that had to happen. There are
But you know
curses
what?
in golf.
Well, people did think that like Rory was never going to get the Masters because he was so close a couple times, and then it just like slipped so far out of his reach. So there was like, they didn't call it a curse, but like there was kind of something there.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is anything else. My dad and I did chat golf recently, but I don't think he said there was any other like curses or anything. There's one active player who could still go for the Grand Slam. He has three of the four, and that's Jordan Spieth. So he technically, there could be another Grand Slam coming like anytime soon. He's quite young, so
Did he win
yeah.
the Masters?
He won the Masters. I believe the only one that he has not won is the PGA Championship. So we're on career Grand Slam watch for Jordan Spieth as well. Also, if you guys have not, if you like are looking for a reason to get into golf or away and you have not watched Full Swing yet, like do it. It is so well done. I cried my eyes out at the end of the season three. At the end of season three, because it was just so emotional. Like it shows like just the backstory of these golfers and how long it takes them to achieve these career milestones. And golf is so like there's so much parity. You really just like you never really know what's going to happen on the course, and none of these guys take it for granted. So it was so emotional. I
And
was just
it's
thinking
this.
about how the next episode or the next season, this Masters episode, is going to make me fucking ball.
Okay, so they are creating a new season still. Like they're still doing it. And it's the same producers, directors, whatever, as Drive to Survive. Hey, like it's the same kind of style. Okay, so watch it. Hannah's been telling me to watch it for 2 years now.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say you should, because I've told you that.
I will watch it. I will watch it. I will watch it. You don't believe me.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, let's talk about Formula One.
Yeah, we can go to Formula One. We have two races. We have the Bahrain Grand Prix and the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix to talk about.
Oh, my
I
notebook.
feel like Bahrain is so far out of everyone's minds. We can probably just say that Oscar won.
Hell yeah.
Oscar won, and then George, and then Lando.
Is Bahrain a street track? Is Jeddah?
Jeddah is. I don't
That
think
we were
Bahrain
just
is.
in Jeddah.
Jeddah is, yes.
Okay, I didn't think Bahrain is. I
I
don't
don't
know.
think it is.
Can I say Oscar Piastri? He is coming for that McLaren like number one driver title. Holy moly. Elbows out. He is fighting for it. And he's doing it without actually fighting for it. He's just there and he's just good. And I think, okay, so yeah, Oscar won Bahrain. Oscar then won, went ahead and won Saudi Arabia Grand Prix. Congratulations to him. Okay, but okay, can I just say this for a second? We've had five races, right? Right? One. We had testing one, two, three. We've had five races. And I keep seeing stats, or I keep seeing all these freaking posts that's like, Oscar Piastri is the only multiple race winner of this season. And I'm like, okay, we've had five races. So realistically speaking, there would only be, could be two max. Two drivers that are multiple
Could be
race
Scott.
winners. No,
They're
like multiple race winners.
multiple. Yes, it could be two.
I was like, two max. Just that's it. So it's not that big of a deal that Oscar is like the only race, multi-race winner. Bro, we've had five races. Like, we have 19 more. Like,
Yeah,
this is
correct.
gonna change. But three races, like, in a, like, that's incredible. I think as everyone was expecting Lando to like have that kind of start to the season, and Oscar is just kind of popping up.
I believe he is either the first or the first in a really long time Australian driver to lead the championship.
Since Mark Webber.
Since Mark Webber. Mark Webber?
Mark Webber? Mark Webber?
Mark Webber?
Mark Webber? Isn't
I could
Mark
do it all day.
Webber? Isn't he Oscar's manager?
He is Oscar's
Speaking of
manager.
managers, Alonso and Bordoletto? Because Alonso manages like Bordoletto, or he's like
Oh,
under
I don't think I knew
Alonso's,
that.
like he's basically like under Alonso's like team, essentially,
Okay.
whatever it is. And so that crash that happened, or like when he hit him, like everyone was like, oh, this is gonna be an awkward plane ride home, which I thought was really funny. But they laughed about it, so it was fine. But yeah, congratulations, Oscar, now leading the championship. Again, five races. There is literally a 10-point difference. I'm not like getting ahead of myself, and I don't think any of you should either. But not who I expected to be leading the championship.
No, absolutely not. But I'm like super pumped for him. Like super pumped.
I like that. Like, I like that all eyes were on Max and Lando, and they still are. But then Oscar is just kind of like here. And might I add that George Russell is also still kind of like creeping up there. That is
Yep.
another podium finish for him. Or no, he
Yep.
didn't podium. George.
No. He podiumed in Bahrain,
Yes.
not in Saudi Arabia. Yep.
But like still a great finish for him. I actually switched my F1 fantasy team because I was like, I need a Mercedes driver, but I couldn't afford George Russell, so I put Kimi Antonelli on there, and he did not do me dirty, so it was great.
No, Kimi's doing fantastic too. Like, I
His
think
podium is coming.
after I said it, maybe it's just the algorithm. I don't think I was the first person to say it. It wasn't like a hot take or anything, but I've seen so much about how like McLaren and Red Bull are just like going at each other on track. And then you just have the Mercedes just like so consistently sneaking up right behind
Yes.
them.
We talked
And it's
about
totally.
that like last episode too. Like the Mercedes are like they're consistent. Like what are they? They're second right now, aren't they, in the Drivers' Championship? I mean, my like there's a 70-point difference. Like that's quite a bit. But with Red Bull, like Red Bull's still like 20 points behind them, and then like it's not, again, not who we expect to be fighting for like the championship this year. Like
Correct.
we all eyes were on Max, Lando. People were looking at Ferrari with Charles and Lewis. Like, I am glad we didn't do a bingo card this year because I don't think we'd have any bingos.
No,
We
absolutely none.
we would have
Not even
nothing.
a square.
Literally.
Because I also like so many things I wouldn't have had on my bingo card this weekend. William, well, actually in general, Williams having like their best start in team history. Oscar Piastri being younger than the F2 leader in points. So
Really?
the F1 points leader is younger than the F2 points leader. His name, I took a screenshot because I was like, oh, I have to remember that from my record.
Damn.
Richard Verschoor, yeah.
Richard?
He's leading
What'd you say?
Richard.
Richard?
Richard Verschoor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard you say Richard, and I was like, that's a cool name.
Richard.
Richard,
Yeah, that's
Richard.
pretty good. Like just so many things. Like that, like I said, the Williams start. Isaac Hajar getting his first point in a race where Liam and Yuki do not collect points. Yuki's out on lap one. It's just like,
Yuki and
again, Christian
Pierre, I was
Horner,
like
keep your
the
fucking eyes off.
what?
Eyes off. Yes.
What?
I'm telling Christian, keep his eyes off of
Oh,
Isaac.
I know. Yeah, he
None of your.
Isaac is let him race in the V carb, let him do his thing. Keep your paws off of him. He doesn't need to be a Red Bull
Let the kid
driver.
race.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. No, I don't think I
Leave him
really do
alone.
not want to see him in a Red Bull. I want to see him anywhere else.
No.
Not in a Red Bull. I love him
No,
too much
yeah.
for him to go to a Red
And then,
Bull. I don't want that
and
C for
the
anybody.
second, yeah, true. The second, like, driver swap is already being talked about with, like, I mean, it was before the season with Franco and Jack Doohan. Apparently, he's only been given till summer break now. So, like, who fucking knows what's going on in Formula One, honestly?
I think Alpine is regretting not signing Franco and like quickly signing Jack. Like, I think that they're like, oh, we like really bit the bullet here. And now they're like looking for a reason to not have Jack. Like, because
Agree.
again, like, again, at the beginning of the season, we're like, he only has five races. Like, we're being told he has five races and then he's out. Like, and then a different driver got swapped. We're like, I can't keep up anymore. I don't know what's going on this season. I actually don't. I'm just here for the ride. And Charles with his first Ferrari podium.
Charles first Ferrari podium.
How do you feel about that?
Let's fucking go. Like, but here's the thing. He had to fucking work for it. Like, it was not handed to him. The car
No.
is not good. The strategy is not good. The tire wear is not good. None of it is good. I'm not
No.
like thrilled, but he just is a mastermind.
It was a shitty race. It was
He
not
was a
good.
mastermind.
Yeah, no, not good. It wasn't it. Way to go, Charles. What was I gonna say? Was this Bahrain? No, it wasn't Bahrain. Was it Bahrain? With the driver swaps? Did we talk about that? Or maybe that was the race before. Like Oscar and Lando, like how they should have swapped them but then didn't? Or was that the race before?
I believe it was a race
No, that
before,
was the race before because
and we
Piastri
did
did
talk
end
about
up
it.
winning that last race. Ignore me. Ignore that. Max, love that he's still showing that he's got fire in him. Like, he
Course.
is getting pole out of, like, what? It was like a hundredth of a second, then he snatched it away from Oscar.
Yeah.
And then even, like, I think going into getting out of Q2 to Q3, it was like a thousandth of a second off. I was like, Max
Yeah.
really just puts it all on the line. That was impressive. Like, he's. I honestly, like, I feel bad for him because, like, not that I feel bad for him. Okay, I do. Okay, so I don't, but I do. I'm gonna. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's gotta work this year and it's harder because, like, he doesn't have a teammate who can, like, he can work with. I think him and
Right.
Checo worked really well together those first few seasons. Like, they would help each other, and I just feel like Max does not have that same level isn't there from Yuki. Like, I think Yuki wishes he could, but, like, Max is literally it's just him right now. And I also feel like it's just him. Like, he doesn't have anyone. I mean, he does, like, he has a team behind him, but, like, he does what he wants, and, like, he's, like, trying to figure out what's best. And, like, he's like, it's just not that I feel, again, I don't feel bad for him because, like, he had a freaking rocket those first few years of this, like, these new regulations, but, like, it's harder this year for him, and, like, he's struggling.
And there was that. So, like, a couple things with Max. Like, he is the most scrutinized driver that's out there, FIA wise. So there was that picture that came out of Mohammed Ben Sulayem. I think that's how you say his name. I think people actually just refer to him as MBS, but anyways, the president of the FIA, like, scolding Max after the race. And then he went to a press conference and said, like, it's actually better for me if I just say nothing. Like, it's better for me if I just don't talk about it, because something I say or any emotion that I show is going to get me fined in some way. So I cannot talk about it right now. And, like, imagine that. Imagine in this sport where tensions are so high and millions of dollars are on the line, and you
And
work
you,
so
like,
hard to get there,
can't say anything, yeah.
and you can't say a thing.
Yeah, no.
You can't say a thing. And this just goes back to, like, the scrutiny of the FIA. Like, from the earlier part, even before the season started, we were talking about it. Like, you should be able to, as an association, as two associations, as the FIA and the Driver Association, be able to come to a place where the drivers understand what's too much, like too much criticism of the FIA, and the FIA understands that drivers have free speech and can say if they don't agree with a penalty or whatnot. You get that in any sport, in
Well,
every
and
single.
I also think it's insane. Like, we'll watch IndyCar and like I'll put on NASCAR and like what they're saying, like they don't care. There's no fines. And honestly, like this is an intense sport. Like racing in general, like is insane. Let the drivers have some emotions and like we're gonna keep we've talked about this all throughout the summer break, like last year when they announced these rules or whatever. But it like I don't get it. I don't get it. Like just let them vent. Let them say what they want. It's not hurting anybody. Anyone who's watching Formula One has probably heard a swear or two. No one's offended by it. Like, these are grown men. It's not like, okay, it'd be one thing. Be careful what I say here. Like, it'd be one thing if they were like saying slurs or like actually being like crossing that line. But if they want to like drop the F-bomb on the radio or in a press conference, like, why is that the end of the world?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, it's a lot. And if, what we're referring to this weekend would be the 5 second time penalty that lost Max the race. Like, that's, he seemed to have the pace, he was out front, and he was penalized for leaving the track and gaining an advantage. They didn't give the place back, and he got a 5 second time penalty.
Which typically is a 10-second time penalty, but because it was the first lap, I think that's why there was some leeway.
Oh, okay.
Because that is usually a 10-second penalty, like when you leave the track and gain advantage. And like I feel like I watched every possible angle of that and I'm like, yeah, no, Oscar was ahead. Like Oscar was ahead at the apex, like but again, like Max, I feel like Max, great driver, but I also feel like when someone is competing against him, like actually racing him, like that's when he like messes up. Where like 'cause he's again so used to not having competition for so long. Then now he's getting competition from both Lando and Oscar, and it's like, oh frick, like something's have to change. So yeah, I don't like honestly, I feel like at that, if you're in that situation where like, okay, so I'm not a race car driver and I don't ever want to be. But if I was in that situation and I went off the track and I gained an advantage, I feel like the smart thing just to do would be give that place back because you are like you have a better advantage after that. To overtake instead of you now just wasted 5 seconds in the pits. Like, now you don't need to worry about a gap. Like, wait for the next, like, straight. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just give the
I'm with
place
you.
back. So
Yeah, there was a
I don't know.
situation with Lando at the end of last year too, where they didn't give it back, and then he ended up getting penalized and lost him the race too. And at that time, I remember saying he should have just given it back.
I know.
I
Like,
know,
what goes
but
through
then,
their minds? But again, like, they think they're right. Like, Max thinks he's right, so he's like, why would I give the place back? Like, there's no point. Like,
they
but
think they're right, and then you I guess it's like you don't really know if you're actually going to get a penalty for it, but most times you do. So I don't know.
was it Bahrain when I think it was when Max caught Lando like starting ahead in the pit box? Not pit
That
box, but like
was Max's sister.
he is like on top of it. Anything that he will. Like anything that he will give him an advantage, like he's freaking on. I respect
Yeah,
that.
during that race, I heard something on the broadcast, and it was like most drivers are focused on themselves in their car and winning a race. Max is focused on winning a race in his car. Focus on himself, and he's also focused about on or fo focus on 19 other drivers, which I was like, you know what? Yeah, actually, he is. Everything is Max Verstappen's business.
He and I respect it. I respect it. Speaking of Max Verstappen's business, is Kelly due anytime soon?
Very soon.
She's gotta be because they've announced like they released those photos like back in December, I'm pretty sure,
I
right?
think it's like June or July.
So summer break-ish. That's good.
They had a baby shower, or like, on his yacht. That's called the Something Lion.
Really?
And
That doesn't shock me.
yes, and so I believe they're having a girl. Or
Oh,
was that always known?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that in that and there was lots of pink going on, and people are like, oh yeah, they're having a girl.
Oh yeah. Max is gonna be a dad halfway through the season. Do you think that's gonna mess him up at all?
It's gonna be a dad. I don't think it'll. I think the child's none of his business. I think 19 other drivers are his business. I think the child is during the season. I think it's none of his business.
That's fair, but do you remember when, I don't even know what year it was, and I'm gonna get this quote wrong, but I think it was when Alonso was racing against like Michael Schumacher, and they were both like attacking a corner, and he was like, I knew Michael was gonna stop because he's a kid at home, kind of thing. Or I knew he would hit the brakes because he's a kid at home. Like, in the back of these drivers' minds, like when they have a family, when they have
Yeah, things
kids,
do change.
like, do you think we'll see that for, I don't think we'll see it from Max.
I
But
don't
I
think we'll.
also wouldn't be surprised, like, I don't know, because this is like, we're gonna come back from summer break. Like, it's not a crazy long break, but like, that's when his baby's gonna be born. Can't believe he's pregnant. It's wild. Still not over it. That's insane. That Max. But yeah.
I was saying to my sister, who I think I've said that she's now like a huge Formula One fan. I was saying to her the other day, I'm like so excited for the European leg to begin because I love just waking up and watching a sporting event. And that's like my day.
Yeah, I am so over these 10 p.m., 9 p.m., 1 a.m. races.
Even
I'm
like the middle of the day, I hate it when it's in the middle of the day.
done. I hate it. Are you here for Miami? Like, are you in Winnipeg for Miami?
Let me check my motorsport
July
calendar.
4th.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I might host a Miami Grand Prix watch party for my coworkers that are in the fantasy league if you wanted to come.
You can't have a watch party without me if I'm in
And
town.
anyone who else is in Winnipeg listening to this right now, you can come. That does not include you. You cannot come. Unless you bring
Sorry,
friends.
Dad.
Anyway, I think that could be
That's
fun.
actually really funny. Well, we did last year shoot champagne across the studio because Lando won Miami. So,
I still have a bottle, like, 'cause that was a 3-pack. I still have a bottle of it, and I think I'll save that for when Lando wins his championship. Or when
okay.
Lance gets a race, whatever happens first at this rate, probably neither. Who fucking knows? Speaking of Lance,
Yeah, speak on it. Tell the
I don't want
people.
to speak on it. I'm mad about it. Oh,
Well, you
most
have to.
amount of Q1 exits in Formula One history. Actually, part of my French. Fuck off. I hate that. Don't tell me that. Like, why? Why do you think that's a stat I want to know? It's not. I actually don't care about it. You know what? I don't care. Listen, I love him. It's hard right now. I can't defend him. Is he still 10th place in the championship? Yes. Is he doing anything? No. It's hard out here. That's it.
Let the record show, I did not send you that stat.
You probably thought about
100%, but
it.
I
I
didn't.
think I like woke up to it. I think I first got it from Kristen, like my friend, like from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is like what I'm waking up to right now. I was like, I was like, I just ignored it for the entire day. And then I was like, thank you for this. Like, I really appreciate it. And then Josh sent it to me. Kaylin sent it to me. My dad sent it to me. Or maybe not my dad. Someone in my family sent it to me. Oh, hang on. Sam texted me, not about this, but about something else. And she's like, can you please explain this? And I just,
Oh.
let me see if I can find it. So it's Sam, this is for you. What'd she say? We send each other the stupidest reels. Okay. So it's a tweet from Formula God, and it says Max Verstappen can activate a performance clause in his contract the moment he slips out of the top three in the World Drivers' Championship standings and leave Red Bull like on a free. He currently sits third. This is at before the last race. He currently sits third with Russell just 6 points behind. I don't know what's there to explain, Samantha. Feel like that's pretty obvious. He can leave.
For those of you who don't know, she's also like pre-law, isn't she? Isn't she?
Sam? She's not in
Yeah.
law.
I thought she wanted to be a
She
lawyer.
did. Now she doesn't. But she does work at a
Okay.
law firm or something. She's very
Okay.
smart. She's very smart. Like, you smart.
Thank you. That's very sweet,
That was not good grammar at all, which is why it's not me smart. Like, but I just feel like that makes sense. Like, if is that true though? I feel like that'd be true. Like, why would they?
I have not heard that. I was going to say that's very interesting and makes these rumors going on right now like
Where
more
would he go?
real.
Aston Martin question mark. These comments are funny. He has nowhere to go. Everyone is like,
That's the thing.
everyone is like, where the fuck is he gonna go?
Like, where would he go? Like, truly. But right now, did you hear that Mercedes has interest in George at this moment?
Did you say Mercedes?
I'm sorry.
Mercedes actually
Red Bull?
has George.
Yeah, they have lots of interest in him.
I did see that there was a conversation that Mercedes and George had. Like, no! Red Bull and George.
They've both done it.
I God, I hope Mercedes and George are talking. I
Oh my
did
God, I
see.
think Toto was talking to George.
Did you, Kate, did I send you the picture where it compared Tony Stark and Peter Parker to Toto Wolff and Kimmy Antonelli? Did I send that to
Yes,
you? It's like
yes.
that is like same people, different universe right there.
Yeah,
And it
I would
kind of
agree.
tugged on my heartstrings a little bit. Because I am a huge Tony Stark and Peter Parker fan.
Yeah.
They are my dad. He's my dad. Tony Stark's my dad. So in another universe is what I'm saying. Toto Wolff is my dad. I was gonna ask you something.
No. We didn't stop talking George and Red Bull.
I'll think about it because I forget. Anyway, George, don't look at
Think
me
about
like
it.
that.
George and Red Bull.
George and
What the
Red
fuck?
Bull. I don't believe it. To be
Why would he
fair,
go
though,
anywhere?
George would not go to Red Bull.
Why would he go anywhere?
Why would any of these drivers go anywhere right now?
Truly, why would anyone want to go to Red Bull? That is actually, no, you're right. Why would anyone want to go to Red Bull?
Absolutely not. I think Carlos should have gone to Red Bull for this season.
Agree.
I think
That's
that's the only
it.
driver who I could see going to Red Bull. But I think probably like how the season is going and like looking at that second seat drama, like the drivers probably have their own group chat outside of like RB and V Carb, like without those four drivers, and they're just like, what the fuck is going on over there? Like,
Yeah. Can you explain to me why Isaac and Liam greeted Esteban at the airport with flowers?
I cannot, but I did see that.
You saw that? I didn't get it.
I don't know.
Okay, great.
I don't know. I
Me
don't
neither.
understand these guys. I think we need to remember that they're like young children. Like their frontal lobe is not developed. And
You
like
know whose is? Mine.
yours?
Yeah, the second I turned 25, something changed, and I feel like an adult.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're 25.
Yeah, it
I
was
am
in
25.
November. Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's real. When your frontal lobe develops, you like really, it really develops.
It really develops. Well, Kimmy just got his driver's license. Like,
He's got a while to
he's
go.
a. We're trusting this kid behind the wheel. I was wa like watching Formula One. I was like, they are driving up to like over 300 kilometers an hour right now. I hit 140 and I'm having a panic attack. Like,
Whoa, I've never hit 140, but he is so good though.
you're right. He's a child. And like, I'm scared. I just saw a photo. I think it was a carousel of all the driver necks, and I was like, why am I like, I don't hate this, but why is it just necks, and why can I tell whose neck they are? Like, that's insane. It was like when you could tell which members of One Direction, like based off their hands or whatever,
Can
their
you?
eyebrows, probably, absolutely.
Louis has a girlfriend.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Is it Eleanor?
No, he started dating Zara McDonald. McDonald? Mick. Damn it. Zara
Mick,
McDermott.
damn it.
Zara
Who?
McDermott. She was on Love Island. I hate to break it to you.
Louis Tomlinson.
Also, he was at Coachella. And what would you do if
Yeah.
you were just at Coachella and he walked by you? Like, what would you do?
I think I'd probably ask him to sign me and then I would get it tattooed. Not even kidding. Like, absolutely. How do we know he's dating her? I see nothing. I can't, like, this. Man,
Stop moving your phone. Yeah, I love
sorry.
him.
Was he your
Here's the
favorite?
thing. No, I did not appreciate him. He was probably like one of my least back then, but Niall was my favorite.
Right, I knew that.
I always loved a blonde boy. We know this.
Cam's not blonde.
No, and I don't think I would date blonde these days. These days, though, Louis looks so fucking good.
No, I disagree.
Oh my God, no, I think he looks so good.
Niall's my favorite now. Like, I'm obsessed with Niall
We've
now.
swapped.
But Louis was never my favorite.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, Zayn was.
Think you loved all of them.
Well, yeah, but Zayn
He's
was
like,
my
I'll bleep
favorite.
this, but then why was Harry your password?
I don't know. Like, I have no idea why Harry Styles was my password. I think I just said it one day and it stuck.
That's fair.
You don't. It's not Harry. There's other things you can keep it in. It's not Harry. You won't. It's Harry something. You won't get it. You won't get it. Don't even try to hack me. Zayn was my favorite, and Zayn was my favorite. I don't even know why, but Zayn was my favorite, and.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense too.
Yeah, you know the kind of guys I'm into. They look like Zayn.
We went off the
Where
rails.
were we? Louis. George. We're talking about George.
George.
George is not going to go to Red Bull. No one wants to go to Red Bull. Max doesn't even want to go to Red Bull. He's reluctantly showing up to the race weekend.
Well, after Bahrain, there was reports that him and Helmut Marko got into like a, or maybe Jos and Helmut Marko. No,
Here.
not physical. Jos and Helmut Marko got into a screaming match. Did you hear that?
No, I'm obsessed with that plot line. Let me Google that.
Well, I swear it happened after Bahrain.
Yas, for stapping. I broke my thumbnail, so now it's really hard to type. I'm not used to it. And helmet, Gelmet, Marco, Bahrain, fight. No, it was Max Verstappen's manager gave Helmut Marco a piece of his mind.
Is
So it
his
wasn't.
manager not his dad?
No.
Okay.
It is a guy named Raymond Vermeulen. I
Okay.
messed that up.
I think it's really Vermeulen. I know someone with that last name. Yeah.
Let's see. So Ted Kravitz said at the end of the race, I was waiting around for some team principals, and Raymond, Max's manager, came into the Red Bull garage and gave Helmut Marko what can only be described as a piece of his mind. He was then I don't know this word. Remonstrating?
Okay, let me look it up. I don't know what that word means either.
Remonstrating. Make a forcefully reproachful protest. 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 He was then, I want to say, protesting Helmut Marko, and Helmut Marko was just standing there taking it. Raymond then stormed off at the back of the garage, taking his pass off as he went. Clearly, they are not happy. Kravitz has now explained what he saw and the reason he feels lay behind such anger from Vermeulen in Marco's direction. I've seen plenty of times where Raymond Vermeulen or Jos Verstappen and Christian Horner and Helmut Marko have been discussing situations, but Raymond seemed particularly irked about something, which I think was pit stop problems. Right, because Bahrain was when they
There
messed
was a
up
pit. Yes.
Max's pit stop, which, like, he wasn't going to win the race, but,
No.
like, he didn't even finish in the top five.
No. And Max's comment after the race was bad pit stop, bad tires, bad strategy, bad car, or something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it wasn't Jos Verstappen getting mad at Helmut Marko. It
Okay.
was Max's manager, which I feel like means the exact same thing.
Pretty much means the same thing, I'm sure, but interesting. And that was the first time this season where I had heard like rumblings of like, well, maybe Max is not happy at Red Bull.
What if he just quits, like after the season?
Well, actually, there's been also reports that some Saudi Arabian entity, like business entity, is looking to buy a team. Buy, because technically, Formula One can have one more team, 12 teams.
That's true. Yeah,
Now
but it
we're
takes a while for them to be like
yes,
confirmed.
correct.
Max and Carlos Cadillac 2026.
Oh my God.
Calling it now.
That's a good one. Okay.
Sorry.
Where I was going, I was, yeah, you're right. It does take a while. I was thinking maybe if there's a new team, like these Saudi Arabian entities, business entities, will throw a fuck ton of money at people. It happened with the LIV Golf ex or
Yes, yeah, that golf thing when they wanted it was because they wanted to get attention away from the PGA Tour, right?
correct.
And like the
So,
golfers could only choose one. I remember you
yes.
telling me about this. I listen.
Oh, that's good. I'm actually super shocked that you knew that, in the nicest way. So yeah, so like Liv, they threw so much money at the top golfers in the world that they literally could not say no. So if they decide, again, I don't know who they is, like some Saudi Arabian business entity,
A
if
prince.
they maybe if they decide they want to buy a Formula One team, oh, I'm sure they're throwing the max amount of money that they can at Max Verstappen. And if he's unhappy enough, he might just go.
He might just
But that
go.
again, that's a few years down the road.
But
I don't know.
also, Max could just quit. I feel like he said it himself, he's not here to break records.
He did
Like
say
if he
that.
has a shitty year and he's done with Red Bull, he's got a new child, a baby. I don't know how to word that. A baby, a new baby, fresh baby, waiting for him, you know? What the fuck am I trying to say?
I know, and I did see
Like
someone's.
he could just be done.
He
And
could.
like at this point, like I think there's gotta be some sort of clauses in Max's contract now where it's like if he wants to quit, he can just quit. Maybe not
Well, yeah.
mid-season, but
Well, you just read it.
yeah, true.
You just read it, but I think that e-racing does bring Max more joy in life. Although, like, selfishly, like me and every other person on this planet just wants to see him run for the Triple Crown. Like,
Oh my God, I know.
I want to see it so bad. I want Le Mans to be the next one they does.
Charles could now go for the Triple Crown.
Yep, correct. I don't think he ever will. He's Formula One through and through. But Max,
Max, I could see doing the Triple Crown. Max won Monaco. What year did he win Monaco?
2021
Oh yeah, you're right. Max.
and 2023.
Okay. You could be
Nope,
making
Checo
money.
won 2023. Definitely 2021. He's won it a couple times, I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure.
check on 2023, because then there was that whole scandal. Probably watched.
Scandal. Yep.
And then, yeah, you're right. Max, I want Max could go for the Triple Crown. I could see that. I want to see
I
that.
want him to do it so bad. I want Max to win this year again. I think I said it before. Four puts him in the conversation for the greats. Five makes it non-negotiable.
Five solidifies it.
Yes.
That was a big word for me.
Solidifies?
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Thank you.
You've gotten so much better. You don't ask me like nearly as many times what I'm saying.
I don't want to be bullied on the internet.
No.
No one bullies me.
No, you're right. You do get bullied on the internet, actually. I was gonna say
But
no
I
one's gonna
do
bully
get
you.
bullied on the internet.
You do sometimes get bullied on the internet.
I
Be
posted
nice
that.
on the internet, everybody.
Be nice on the internet. I posted that Lance video yesterday, and someone. Someone commented on it. Oh my
Was it
God.
how does one become a Lance Stroll fan?
I think so.
That one made me laugh.
Where is it? How does one become a Lance fan in the first place? And I was like, I don't know, man, but I'm here. Like,
Wait, okay. I actually do want you to tell the people about your conversation about Lance with Hinch and Rossi.
oh my God, I thought I was gonna be kicked out of that bar.
Because I'm the people. I want to know what they had to say.
So,
Now, without
can
getting Hinch fired. I'm sure he kept it respectful enough.
I? No, it was respectful. I think just because there are so many other drivers on the grid that are so much better than Lance, that when I said, "Hi, my name is Emma Novak. I have a podcast where I talk about motorsports. I love motorsports. I love racing." I didn't say that word for word, but like I was having a very, very, very good conversation with Alexander Rossi about Formula One, about IndyCar, about the ups and downs. And like, it was like a good conversation. Like, I was quite literally proving that I know what I'm talking about. And then I go and spoil it, ruin it by saying, Lance Stroll's my favorite driver. Holy, all respect flew out the window.
Emma, do you remember that TikTok trend that was like, and then
And
I
I
go and
go and
spoil it
spoil it.
all by
Yeah,
saying something
that's how I
stupid?
felt.
Like, so If we ever chat with them, I'm making that TikTok.
Like, that's how I felt. Like, they're still coming on the podcast. They don't have a choice. They've signed an agreement in my mind. But like,
Oh, you got them to sign a napkin.
I should have. It's okay. I'll just call Hintray now and be like, can you come on the podcast? Can you just forget what I said about Lance Stroll? Like, do you know when you have like when you're having a really good conversation with someone and you're like you're proving that you know what the hell you're talking about, which we do every week on this podcast. I feel like we like have to prove that like, hey, we actually deserve the space. Like we'll talk about One Direction, but like we actually know what we're talking about. And then I went and was like, oh yeah, I love Lance Stroll. Oh my God, why didn't like at that point someone should have just dragged me out of the bar. The way I have never seen Rossi with so much emotion before. He was like, what? Like I thought he was like, I felt like I was being scolded. Like I felt like I had just disappointed a father. Like I was like, this is the worst feeling. And like I sobered up so fast and I was like, I don't even know what to say at this point. It was like it was post-race, I'm not gonna lie, I did have a few drinks, but like I'm not gonna lie and say I didn't. I
No,
go,
but you would have said it sober.
I would have said it sober. I do say it sober. I said it sober
You
in my car yesterday and I posted it to the internet and then I got bullied. And I got bullied by Alexander Rossi. And I think Hinch too was just surprised that I said it because like again, like he knows who we are in this space. Like we've proven that we belong in this space. And so me saying I love Lance Stroll, kick me out. They're like, we don't want to talk to her anymore. Nothing she says is relevant. Nothing she says matters. She's actually wrong with every opinion that she has. Like that is the vibe I got in a respectful way, you know, ish.
Okay, so surely they must have asked you why.
Yeah, and then Hinch was like, if he was like, if you say it's because he's Canadian, I swear to God. And I was like,
The only acceptable answer, though. I will challenge Hinch on that. That is the only acceptable answer to brute force
Hinch is
based.
Canadian too, which makes it
I
funny.
know that is funny. Based on national pride is the only correct answer as to why someone should be a Lance Stroll fan. So, actually, Hinch, he should have accepted that at face value.
I couldn't. I don't even know what I said. I
You don't know
think
what
I
you said.
blacked out at that moment. I will, when we have him on the podcast, I will come with my list of reasons why I support Lance Stroll. And I will defend them. I will defend those reasons. I will have a civilized conversation with both of them. I need
I'm
to.
gonna sit here. I'm dead ass gonna get popcorn and I'm gonna sit here and eat it while that happens.
It was just like it. I think it just caught them by surprise because they were probably expecting me to be like Max Verstappen or like I love Oscar Piastri. Like, and I was like, Lance Stroll. He's my guy. I actually at that moment wish I just like died.
Okay. Not that I want you to censor your thoughts or feelings or anything, but maybe. When we're talking to like renowned figures in motorsport, we don't start with that.
Didn't start with it. This was like 30 minutes into the conversation. I thought we were.
You saw how he changed.
Got a lot of emotion. Got a lot of emotion from
Look,
Rossi.
Connor Daly had the same fucking response when we told him.
Connor Daly's still my friend.
And he's still your friend, and Connor and I make fun of you.
I
I
know.
still laugh at Tipping Point. And that was my
That's good.
own joke.
That was good. Speaking of SailGP, they're returning to Canada next year.
Yes, they are, and we are
Thank.
going to make it our life mission to get there.
I'm so excited. I wish they were in Canada this year. So they raced in Halifax last year. Not this year. It sucks. This is a year that I'm getting into SailGP and they're not even racing in Canada. What's the point? I don't
I
know.
really want to go, especially because. Halifax, like I really want to go to the East Coast. I've never been out there. I read the Carly Fortune book. Which one was it? That was set in PEI. And it just made me want to shuck oysters and eat lobster on the East Coast. I can't
What are
remember which
you
one it
talking
was.
about?
Well, you'd know if you were on Book Talk.
I'm not on BookTok.
Carly Fortune is a Canadian author, and she wrote a book called, it's escaping me at the moment. The first one was Every Summer After, then it was Meet Me at the Lake, and then the last one was, I don't remember, but it
Was
was
it
set in
kind of like the
PEI.
Summer I Turned Pretty kind of vibes? Like that kind of like cute little thing.
Kind of. It was, she didn't know that this guy was her, she was meeting her friend in PEI at their family house. She went early to this restaurant. This guy was shucking oysters, cut himself with a knife when he saw her because he said she was so beautiful. Then they hooked up, and then she realized that that actually was her friend's brother. So then they ended up hooking up a couple, many summers after, and then they ended up stopping. But then,
Don't
you
spoil it.
know, it all works out in the end. It was so good. So I want to go to PEI. Well, just kidding. I want to go to Halifax for the race.
I want to go to Halifax for the race. Catch us. Catch track talk.
Yeah, track talk teeing off. Now what?
I can think of it. I thought of track talk. I can think of this. Track talk. I don't know. I don't know any sailing lingo.
I
Track
know
talk
that's
setting sail. Doesn't sound as good. Set sail with track.
sounds like an episode of Zack and Cody.
Oh my God, it does. But it really does. Your track talk's gonna
Actually,
rock.
I have a great idea for TikTok.
What?
If we ever get to SailGP, we're gonna make a TikTok to the Sweet Life on Deck theme song. This boat's rocking away, oh, rocking the whole world round.
Okay, I'm down. I'm here for
Okay,
it. I love
great.
it. I'm
This
here for it.
episode is off the fucking rails.
I do want to talk about F1 Academy quickly.
Yes, talk about F1 Academy.
Not about the race.
Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix.
So their documentary is being released end of May 2025, and it follows the 2024 F1 Academy season. Like pretty much, I want to say very similar style to Drive to Survive. It is a different production company. Like this is Reese Witherspoon's company, but like she's created masterpieces. Like she is a girl's girl. And so she's going to give us the content that we want to see. And like, I think a lot of us really did follow the season so closely last year too. So it'll be exciting to like watch. And like, even though we know what happened, like it's the same with Drive to Survive, like we still watch it. And I also hope this gives like the drivers, how do I word this? I hope this gives like the viewers, like it makes them want to watch F1 Academy more. Like that's what I hope. You know, and that's kind of, that's what happened with Drive to Survive. So I'm glad it's also on Netflix too. Like, yeah, but I'm excited for
I'm so pumped. It was just announced today, like
Me
when
too.
it was coming out. I'm so pumped.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, Formula E, really quickly. I want to talk about Formula E Miami. First of all, I don't know who ended up winning that like creator celebrity classic thing that they were doing
I
in
also
Miami.
don't know, but I don't think it
Well,
was
I
Checo
didn't hear
Malta.
anything about that after. But the race was actually super interesting. I watched it live, and there was like a caution or like a yellow flag like 3 or 4 laps before the race was supposed to end. And in Formula E, if you aren't aware, they do have their version of like DRS or push to pass. It's called attack mode. And you have so many minutes of attack mode per race that you have to use up. So Norman Nattow actually ended up winning the race, but Pascal Wehrlein ended up winning it because Norman didn't use all of his attack mode. And so he got a penalty which took the win away from him. It was actually such a good finish, honestly.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a really good race. So the next race that they have is Monaco. They're racing during the F1 Miami weekend. But like I highly suggest, like Formula E is so entertaining to watch, you
Well, I
guys.
also think with Formula E, like the cars are smaller, like there could be more passing opportunities too. Like I feel like that would be more entertaining to watch on Monaco than Formula One.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
I will be watching it.
Yeah, definitely should. It was a really good race. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like I like Norman. So I'm like, I hope he wins. And then he did. And I was pumped. And then I was like, fuck, he didn't use all his attack mode because of their yellow flag. He was saving so much of his time till the end of the race. But then when the yellow flag came out, he wasn't able to use it all. So he also wasn't the only driver that did that. But yeah, it was kind of a crazy finish.
That's wild. I thought it was optional if they wanted to use it. So I didn't know that it was
I
mandatory.
also
So,
thought,
yeah.
yeah, because I'm like, so what if he didn't use all his attack mode? But no, it's a penalty.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I love motorsports. It's so fun.
So fun. I love motorsports too, but you know what I love even mo more than motorsports?
Hockey.
I love hockey more.
Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah. You
So
read my.
Our team, the Winnipeg Jets, made it into the playoffs. We were in round one. Game three is tomorrow.
Correct.
I don't want to
Tonight,
jinx
if you're listening
anything.
to this.
Tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday. I'll let Hannah speak. Hockey's more her thing.
Yes, so the Jets I follow throughout the entire season and playoffs. I know some people just like they are excited about playoffs. That's more Emma's style, which no judgment, but the Jets finished the regular season of the league at the top of the league. They won the President's Trophy, which is for the team with the most amount of points at the end of the season.
Nice.
However, this is something that maybe you don't know, Emma. With the President's Trophy, there is a curse. So this is why I really wanted Washington to win it. They were right behind us for the longest time, because no team for the last, I'm pretty sure it's like 20 or 30 years, has who has won the President's Trophy has won the Stanley Cup. Maybe you could look it up for me.
I am looking it up. Oh my God, President's Trophy curse. Wow. The trophy has been awarded 37 times, but only 8 of the winners have gone to win the Stanley Cup in their respective years, leading to a popular superstition that the trophy is cursed.
Yes.
Wow.
So this is where I'm like taking nothing for granted. As the best team in the league, the first round of the playoffs should be a breeze. I did not think that at all because anything could happen. We're playing against the St. Louis Blues and they went on like a 12-game win streak right before the end of the season. So, and they have a really like, I don't want not hot as in like good looking, but they have a hot goalie. Like he gets really like good at the playoffs and on games that really matter. So we're up 2-0 right now. I take nothing for granted. Every
And
game, first game.
for those who don't follow hockey and don't understand, in the playoffs, they have to win 4 out of 7 games. So ideally, best case scenario, Jets win the first 4 games. Like that would
Correct.
be so amazing. But yeah, so but the Jets being in the playoffs for us, like especially like being in Winnipeg is huge. Like our city has such a huge fan sports culture. Like it's what brings the city together for sure. And I need you, if you're not familiar with the whiteout, Google Winnipeg whiteout. It's not snow. I promise. You will not get pictures of blizzards. It's just like street parties and like fan festivals, and it's just people getting together watching the hockey game, like literally just enjoying hockey. And like this is what the play like Jets being in the playoffs, like why wasn't it last year we were kicked out after the first round? Like we didn't even make it through. We're like, what's the fucking point of these street parties then? So like people are feeling good this year. Like we're ready. I'm excited. I love a whiteout. I pay attention to hockey now that it's in the playoffs. And aside from the Jets, I do also like the like Vegas. Like that's like my second team. So I'll be excited for that.
Yeah, so in addition to like what Emma said about like street parties during the whiteout, it started because when the Jets 1.0 were in Winnipeg, which the Jets 1.0 were a team that Winnipeg had in the late 80s, early 90s, I believe, and they left before we even watched them. They went to Arizona, they relocated, and then we got the Jets back in 2011, a different franchise technically, but
Same name.
the Jets 1.0, they used to wear white jerseys at home when they played at home, which teams don't do that anymore. They always wear white in the road. So when the Jets were in the playoffs back then, because the team were white at home, the entire arena wore white. And it's customary in NHL hockey to wave a white towel in the arena. Like it's like a cheer, it's a way of cheering, I guess. And so that's where the whiteouts actually started, was in the arenas when the entire arena, everyone's wearing white. Everyone's wearing costumes. Like, they're all, it's just like a super fanatical experience, but in the nicest way possible because everyone in Winnipeg is so nice. And we all like love our team. So it's like, it's a collective love. None of us
It's
are like
a good experience. And like
best.
if you follow the hockey guys on TikTok or Instagram, that's what they're called, right? They were actually in Winnipeg this last weekend for the first round, like the first few games, the whiteout. And so like people like if you know hockey, like ideally you would know the whiteout. I think me and Hannah more so, I think we're gonna try to like dip track talk a little bit more into our local sports scene. We want to just because Yes, we love motorsports. Yes, we love talking all things race cars, but there's like, I mean, we talk about golf, like, or you talk about golf. I'm not going to say we. I talk about sales GP. Like, we've dipped into so many other things. Like, it makes sense for us now to like talk about a sport that's literally in our city and like means so much to you more so, obviously. But anyway, so if you see us posting a little bit more about hockey or talking a little bit more on social media, just interact with it. Just show us some love, you know? And if you want to talk
And
hockey,
hey,
send us a
we can
message.
talk about other teams. If you guys want to do a little shit talk, no problem. I can hold my own.
You can teach me stuff. I'm still learning about hockey. I feel like I have to relearn how this game works every single time playoffs come around, but I'm here to learn and I'm here for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We hit a lot of sports today.
We hit a lot of sports today.
I'm gonna go home and go to bed.
Yeah, this was good. Hyperfixation of the week, quick.
Last of Us.
Ooh,
So
okay.
I
Love Pedro Pascal.
love Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Started watching The Last of Us, the first season, about a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago or so. I'm obsessed. So I just watched the season finale of season one finale like a few days ago. It broke me. I know season two just started. The third episode comes out this week, so I will be watching that on a plane this weekend. I'm headed out, not to another race, sadly. Oh yeah, I'm going to Ottawa. Did I tell you that? I don't remember.
No, I didn't. You didn't. That's okay.
Out. Yeah, so Last of Us is my hyperfixation right now. It's like all I'm thinking about.
Okay. So you'd recommend it because it took White Lotus's Sunday night HBO spot. So now I'm like, I loved having something to watch Sunday nights. I've been like, damn, I should watch The Last of Us so that we all have this collective conversation going on Monday morning.
So I thought it was like a zombie show, and it is to an extent, but it's definitely more about Joel and Ellie, like in their story and the characters and what happens to them. And the zombies are like, not zo they're not called zombies. Don't come at me. They're the infected, freaking whatever you want to call them. They're like a subplot. Like they're
Okay.
like doing their own thing, and then they're like, oh yeah, this is actually what's happening. Like you care so much more about these characters. I never watched The Walking Dead. I didn't like The Walking Dead. But I really, really like it. I think like it hurts me. Like I feel something when I watch it. And also Pedro Pascal.
Right. Okay. Okay. On it. I will watch it.
I think you should watch it. What about you?
I
What's
my
your hyperfixation?
hyperfixation. Well, you know what? Right now it's the first round of the NHL playoffs. That's just simple as it is. I watch not just the Jets games, I watch all of the games. I want to know who's playing well. I want to know what happens in the next series. I have a lot of like I mean there's teams I follow other teams, not I don't love any of them as much as the Jets, but like I actually hate other teams and I want them to lose. So I watch the games. Like I gonna be controversial, but I really hate the Toronto Maple Leafs, always have, always
I don't
will.
think anyone likes the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Unless you're from Toronto. Well, actually, no, most of Canada honestly roots for them. But like when my sister, when she goes to date a new guy, it's like a red flag if they're a Maple Leaf fan. Like I don't think she would actually date them.
No, I grew up, even though I did not grow up in like a crazy hockey household, it was like Toronto Maple Leafs, absolutely no. If you're wearing a jersey,
Yeah,
you do
okay,
not step
great.
foot in this household. Like that's a like no.
Yeah. So they probably will actually make it out of the first round, but like I also watch their games to see them hopefully lose. So I'm hyper fixating on the NHL playoffs. It's time for my dad and I to bond. We always watch it, talk about the games and whatnot. And my semester's almost over. It's the perfect time for it. So that's that.
I love it. That's great. Is that it?
Yeah,
Might
and
be
we won't
it.
take another full week to get another episode out, I promise.
Yeah, we were all over the place. We had light. Things happen,
We
guys.
both were. You know, you were away and then it was Easter weekend and then it was like
Oh my God, I walked into the podcast room. My mom had, she put chocolate out for me, which is really sweet.
that's really sweet.
No.
So are you like an Easter basket kid or no?
I was.
You are. Okay.
Were you not?
Not really. She'd throw us like some money, but or like some money and some candy. But like it
My
wasn't like an
God,
extravagant
no, my mom would always
Easter.
hide like Easter eggs around the house. We'd always do a little hunt or like, you know, a little trail of candy or something.
Dog update? Do you have a dog update?
All dogs have been adopted.
They've all been adopted.
Yeah, oh, so fast. There was a lineup out the door to like adopt Arrow. Like she was like so
She
popular.
was,
She was
oh my
popular.
God, the picture they've posted of her, she honestly, like, not to be biased, she looked the
She
cutest.
was so sweet. A lot of them have kept the names. Ford was renamed to Popcorn. But
it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I just like did not expect it. I was like, my sister again adopted Enzo, and I was really worried that they were going to change his name, but they've kept Enzo Ferrari, which is really cute. I love that I named their dog. And then the mom, Midnight, does not have a home yet, but she is still like living with my mom. Like, my mom still
She
lives
is.
here. So she's like a part of the family. So I really am trying to convince them to adopt her. But the puppies all went to really good homes. We've gotten a few like photo updates as well. Like, some of the families that adopt will send photos in and be like, here's the dog in the new home, you know? So it's really nice. I don't think my mom will be fostering for a while. I don't know why. I don't know why she did this anyway. It's a lot. But yeah, all the dogs are good.
So good. Okay, well, let's hope that Mama goes to a good home, because I saw they just posted her yesterday, but I'm really excited for her to find her forever home, even if it's not yours. I wanted it to be, but even if it's not.
She's a sweetheart. She'll go so fast. She's so sweet.
All
Okay.
right.
This was a recap on Formula One, Formula E, IndyCar, SailGP, golf, and hockey.
We are Track Talk.
Good job for now.